All right, boys, coming back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's wrong? And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Moore. Boom, boom, Maddie Leach keeping me awake. And you got Kyle on the other side. Now, folks, we got 5 minutes of Jim Harbaugh's interview with the press today. We're gonna try to play that. Kyle, you ready to go with this? This is Coach Jim Harbaugh with the media today at 3 o'clock.
Just continue to elevate their game really on a daily basis, in every little way. It's pretty tight.
No decision on the server yet?
No. They're both playing at high starter caliber. Yeah, so another good day today. We've done some good hitting. We've done some every possible phase and situation, offensively, defensively, special teams, and there are no long term injuries on the team so far. Effort is usually the biggest one. Just talked about one, and how they take care of themselves, how they take care of the team. The big head, that's a deep, dark, lonely trap, and continuing to attack everything that's put in front of them, and not afraid of any challenge, not afraid of any new challenge, all those ways. And now that we're in this, we're in the camp, big thing I'm looking for is who the tone setters are. I mean, there's leadership that comes in a lot of different ways. I mean, there's guys that lead by example. There's guys that, bring guys along. I mean, there's multiple ways that, quiet leader, take a guy, put his arm around him. But the ones that set the tone, defensively, we lost four real tone setters in Hutchinson, Ajabo, Ross, and Dax Hill, big time. And offensively, we got some of those tone setters back, like Blake Corm and the two quarterbacks, and Donovan and Eric All and Cornelius Johnson. There's a few. Special teams, Caden Colasar, is that kind of guy. He does that. So, Mozzie Smith is somebody that people look up to and want to know what he's doing and what he's saying. Mike Morris, Taylor Upshaw, I had the chance to be that. Junior Colson, that kind of player has the ability to be a tone setter. The Green brothers, there's R.J. Moten. There's a lot of guys. Mikey Sanders, though. I mean, a lot of guys that have the license and the respect and the ability to do that. And as we go through camp, I mean, that's. I just look at that as something that needs to take place, and I see it happening, but it's we want it to continue. Ronnie Bell has been tremendous. I mean, there's been a bunch. I mean, I'll start naming names, and then I'll leave somebody out. So I'll probably just there's been quite a few. I mean, there's. But Roddy does jump out as somebody that, he's faster, catching the ball extremely well. He's stronger. He's gone through. He's been there every day, and doing a tremendous job. Quite a few. The guy that really popped day before yesterday, big scrimmage, was a guy by the name of Isaiah Gash, just did a tremendous job. Yeah, I mean, we're all out there. We're all seeing the same thing, and when it'd be obvious to coaches, it'd be obvious to players as well. Or it wouldn't be. Or it would be what it is right now. I mean, it's and they're both good. Thank you. Talked to some of the Dave Revson from the Big Ten, Howard Griffiths was here, coach was here, you know, like, maybe just get their opinion. They watched it. See if I'm not telling the truth. Check me. They're both playing good. Defensively, we have made some real strides in the interior defensive line. Mike Elson's doing a tremendous job coaching them. Mozzie Smith's doing a tremendous job coaching guys out there. It wasn't but a couple days ago where it was super noticeable, and our defensive line got the better of our offensive line. That it was pretty well thought of.
Other banks go.
And that was Coach Jim Harbaugh. We got 5 minutes, and that's good. And we really appreciate Kyle for getting that. Kyle, way to go. As you heard, the Big Ten was in town, as Zach Shaw pointed out. The Big Ten rolled up their bus. I'm sure they rolled. I didn't see the bus. Did you see the bus this year? Did it go past? It didn't roll past you? Usually I see it, but I wasn't out really doing anything. So, I mean, you know. Unmute yourself, Matt. Unmute yourself.
There we go.
Thanks.
Had the first button, not the second button. But, no, usually I haven't seen. I wasn't walking across the bridge. I haven't seen anything. Maybe our guy Mustafa. Maybe Mustafa was up on the bridge. So maybe he saw the bus rolling through town. But we saw, like you mentioned, or we heard Zach Shaw talk about them being in town. And then I was taking a look at Twitter, and Angelique was retweeting some of those. Dave Renneson was in town taking some videos of the quarterbacks. I saw Darius Clemens with the nice little route and catch. So, yep, those guys are in town. It's that time, J-Mo. It's crazy again to think that we've only got a few weeks here until we're getting kicked off. Only a few more days. We're not too far away from those single digits. Can't believe it. But, again, it seems like Coach is back in that submarine mode. It was great to hear. You know, I've talked about a number of times that my biggest concern is not the talent that we lost last year. It was the leadership that we lost from last year's team. And tone setters, I'm excited to see who emerges as a captain out of those tone setters, because, as you know, being a former captain yourself, how critical it is to have the leadership from that captain's group. And coming behind some great captains, because there were some great ones ahead of you as well, the leadership is what I'm really looking forward to seeing, who steps up and fills those roles.
My thing is, don't have too many captains. You could over-captain yourself. You've got to have the right guys. And then if you don't have a guy as a captain, he can still lead. He can still do his thing. He can still be in somebody's face and ask for accountability. But what I'm saying is, you don't want to over-captain the unit. You don't want to have a captain just because you think he needs to be a captain. Jim Harbaugh thought you have maybe three or four captains.
Yep.
A special teams captain, maybe two from the defense, two from the offense, and you go with that. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of leaders. There's a lot of leaders on the team, a lot of guys stepping up, trying to be leaders, and you like that. You want guys to lead. Look, there's even freshmen that lead their group. You know what I'm saying? So there's always leaders of groups. And, you know, the one thing Jim Harbaugh did do with this new staff when they came in last year was have a council, an executive council with the players. They decided what colors they were going to wear, what jerseys, what outfits they were going to wear, which was great, giving them the capacity to decide things and, you know, how they would handle things and different things like that. I think that's great. Playing music, letting them listening to music out on the field, because, you know, that's nowadays. That's what the kids do. That's what the kids do. Hey, back in my day, we ain't hear no music. We just heard that sweet tone of Glennie Shamblin's voice, and you just roll with that.
We didn't need crowd noise. We had Bo. Yeah.
just saying.
Him and Jerry handling some of those good old boys.
But things have changed, and we roll on, and you saw the response that the kids gave this coaching staff. You entrusted them with that defense. The one thing Mike McDonald did, they bought into that defense. Now it's the second year, and they said to them, it's the second year of this defense. It's going to evolve because we don't have the exact same two people, the people that are there. Yep. So we're going to evolve this defense, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better because we have you, and you're going to make this defense even better. From the offensive standpoint, hey, we have weapons. We have something that we didn't have last year. We got something that, guess what? Ronnie Bell's back, and he's better than what he was a year ago. So, I mean, these things – and look, we may not have Hassan Haskins, but we got two guys that are hungry. You know what I'm saying? Two guys that are really hungry that want to eat. They want to get to the table too. They want – look it. One thing about running backs, because I know a running back, they want to get their notoriety. They want to know that because that guy from the – let me tell you something. The running back at Ohio State, and I know his name, but I ain't going to say his name. The running back at Ohio State, he's rated higher than me. Uh-uh. That's not happening. Not here, not this day, not on this time, not on my watch. You can't let that happen. You got to be better than him. That's what they look and they see. They're reading. I mean, that's, as I said, I'm looking at this thing. I was looking at the top 100 ESPN. I'm like, what the hell? But, hey, I get it. That's just that right there. You swallow that. You say, okay, all right, I'll show you.
I remember.
Exactly.
I will remember. So,
but that's just the way things are, and that's the way, you know, you got to take it, and you got to you take it down deep inside you. Look, getting ready for Michigan State, getting ready for Ohio State. As I said, you got to get ready for each and every game, one game at a time. I know coaches love to say that, one game at a time, but you always look at that schedule. I'm gonna tell you what, Bo Schembechel, before we began camp, he would go through each and every game, and he would tell us. We play this way and play this way and play this way. Men, Big Ten title. That's what he said. He gave us a roadmap how to get there. If we listened to him and we did what he said, you get there. Yep. Same thing. Same thing with Jim Harbaugh. He's got to give them the roadmap, and they need to get there. You know how to beat these teams. You played against them. You know what they run. The non-con. You know what you need to do. You just gotta dominate. You gotta brutally beat them up. Hey, Colorado State, you pound them into submission.
Yep.
Hawaii, you get after them. You get after them. Connecticut, bury them. Bury them deep. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
But use your arsenal. Use your arsenal because you know what? It's good to get ready. Because I'm gonna tell you that homecoming game. It's gonna be a game. Maryland's gonna bring. They have the okay, quote unquote. If you read some of these magazines and different things like that, that is the second best receiving corps in the Big Ten. I'm just telling you, and they have a hell of a quarterback.
And supposedly and better than ours. Yep, because right, I would imagine we're not ranked number one. I imagine
no,
again
Ohio
that
State,
team
right.
That team down south. I don't want to say their name. I don't want to give them any credit, but I would imagine. That they were because, hey, you got to – I'll say his name because he deserves it. Smith and Jigba should be the best wide receiver or if not the best, a top three wide receiver in the country. So I figured that they were probably number one on that list. But it is – it's about going out and not earning it. It's taking that respect and going out and, like you said, burying the opponents that you should. But Zach Shaw brought up a great point. Michigan's biggest enemy, their biggest – thing that they have to compete with this year is themselves in that complacency. It's the hallmark of a championship team. I talk about it no matter what sport we're talking about. It's not playing up or down to your level of competition. It's playing at your peak level each and every time you step out on the field. So what does that mean? Like you said, that's beating those teams that you should beat by 40, however many, 30, 40 points, whatever it is, however you want to put it. Burying those teams that you should bury, whether they're a non-conference opponent or they're a Big Ten opponent. Then the teams that you should play, you know, it's easy to get up for those real big games. You certainly need to do that, but you need to follow it up with a great performance the following week as well. And, you know, the great example of that last year wasn't us. It was when Michigan State beat us, and then they come out flat against Purdue the very following week and makes that big win null and void at that point. So it's playing at the hallmark of a champion. We scaled the mountain. We got there last year, finally winning that first Big Ten championship in damn near 20 years. And now our biggest enemy, some people would say Ohio State, as they're a top three team. Some people would say, oh, it's got to be Michigan State. No, our biggest enemy this year is ourselves. Because like you said, Jamie, even though I'll say it right now, I think Ohio State is more talented than us and they might be better than us at this point. But does that mean Michigan can't win that game? Hell no. Anybody in the Big Ten, we can beat and we should beat, but it's about putting it together on that Saturday, not fighting. You know, you mentioned the Maryland game being a trap game or a slip up game. That is up there. So yeah, you've got to be able to bring that intensity that week. And then the following week down at Iowa, and then bring it back. I think it's Indiana. I can't remember who's after that, but it's about bringing that consistency each and every week. And you look at the championship programs that Michigan wants to be just like, namely the Jamie's second favorite team, who's been on top of college football, who seems like forever.
Why do we got to pick out my second favorite team?
Because that's who we want to be like. I want to be like them more than anybody else. And I gladly say it. Hey, they have been – Coach Saban and Alabama have been the staple that every college program should aspire to be like. But what do they do? Again, they play to their maximum potential each and every week. And they beat the teams that they should blow out. They blow them out. Those tough games that should be good ones, again, they play them tough. They play against themselves, and that's a team. Same thing. They should win every game that they play this year. Will they? We'll see. But certainly on paper, they should be a team that runs the table, has a chance to make it to the playoffs yet again, but is playing against yourself. That's a championship caliber program, no matter what sport it is, whether it's hockey or basketball, volleyball, gymnastics. When you're a championship level program, you're competing against yourself and living up to that potential each and every week. I mean, Jamie, how many times have we talked about it? The offense, what they should and could be capable of this year. But it's a very different thing to actually step out onto that field, step under those bright lights on Main Street, and actually go out there and do it.
Well, look, we've talked about it till ignazium. We know they obviously know what they have in the coaches, the coordinators know what they have in their possession. Look, And I know the players, as I said, the best judge of talent are players themselves. They know what they know what they're seeing. They know who's ahead of them, who's not ahead of them, and who should be playing and who shouldn't be playing. That's why when you listen to coaches talk, you go, okay, all right, dude. Yeah, you're okay. Just like when Jim Harbaugh said, hey, you want to check me? Ask the guys from the Big Ten Network. You want to check me? You don't think it's a tough decision? Check me. I mean, he threw it out there like, these guys, they see the same thing I see every day. So, look, you got to give him – you give him credit for that. And you give him credit for – this is going to be a little longer than I thought. It's going to be a little longer. Guys are getting after it. So, here's the deal. We're going to go to a break. On the other side, it's going to be Matt and Kyle. Matt's going to come up with the player of the question of the day. And Kyle, you haven't heard much from Kyle because my big mouth runs.
And it does that a little bit.
That means Kyle's going to have to talk a lot more. And Matt's going to have to come up with a very good question of the day. Remember, program alert, we are not on tomorrow. We are not on Friday. We are back on Monday. So I want to say everybody have a safe and happy weekend. We will see you later. I'm almost done with my football preview issue. It's all marked up, bro. We're going to break it down next week. Oh, by the way, don't forget, everybody, next Wednesday is a baseball game. Just letting you know. There's another baseball game. I'm just letting you know it's going to get in the way. That may get in the way. That being said, you're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
Clear.
All right. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem,
and,
man.
Have a good time. Enjoy. Hey.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.